Radio Prague News.
The Czech Republic does not support the Palestinian plea for independence, Prime Minister Petr Nečas has said. Former number two of the Czech energy giant ČEZ, Daniel Beneš, has become the firm's new CEO. And the Czech Republic's overall debt rose to over 1.4 trillion crowns, or nearly 42% of the country's GDP in the first 6 months of this year. The Czech Republic does not support the Palestinian plea for independence, Prime Minister Petr Nečas said after meeting Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Jerusalem on Thursday. At a news conference, both officials said their countries did not back such unilateral steps, as dialogue was the only way ahead. However, Mr. Nečas declined to say whether the Czech Republic will back the Palestinian plea in an upcoming vote in the United Nations. The Czech Prime Minister is in Israel for a two-day official visit, accompanied by four of his cabinet ministers, as well as by a number of Czech business people and entrepreneurs. The vice chair of ČEZ's board of directors and the firm's executive director, Daniel Beneš, became on Thursday the power group's new CEO, following the resignation of former CEO Martin Roman. Mr. Roman said he left the post at his own request. However, Czech media speculated that a number of reasons might have triggered the move, including Mr. Roman's indirect involvement in the multi-billion state cleanup tender and ČEZ's opposition to the government's plan to sell emissions permits. Martin Roman, who became the ČEZ chief executive in 2004, is now reportedly set to become the head of the firm's board of supervisors. The Czech Republic's public debt rose to over 1.4 trillion crowns, or nearly $80 billion, in the first 6 months of this year, according to figures released by the Czech Finance Ministry on Thursday. The debt amounts to just below 42% of the country's gross domestic product. The Czech internal debt rose by 72 billion to 1.1 trillion crowns between January and July, while the country's external debt dropped by 3.2 billion to over 304 billion crowns. The Czech Finance Ministry said on Thursday it would issue a pilot emission of bonds for individuals on the 11th of November. The ministry will offer three types of bonds with maturity of 1 and 5 years. The yields of the pilot emission of bonds will be 2%. People will be able to buy the bonds at the branches of the ČSOB, Česká spořitelna and Komerční banka banks at 1 crown apiece. The minimum purchase is set at 1,000 crowns. If successful, the ministry plans to issue standard series of bonds for individuals in the year 2012. The number of suicides in the Czech Republic in 2010 rose slightly to 1,502 cases, the Czech Statistical Office said on Thursday. There were 48 more suicides in 2010 than in the previous year. The number of suicides has risen for the third time in succession after hitting a historic low in 2007. Czech men are more likely to commit suicide than women. The highest figures were registered on Mondays. Suicide by hanging is by far the most common, followed by shooting and poisoning. Dozens of people, including some of the biggest names in the Czech show business, came to pay their last respects on Thursday to the late lyrics writer Pavel Vrba, who died last week at the age of 73. Mr. Vrba authored the lyrics to more than 2,000 songs over his long career that began in the early 1960s. Their ceremony was attended by singers Lucie Bílá, Helena Vondráčková, Marta Kubišová and other artists who sang his lyrics. And finally, a brief look at the weather. The next few days will be mostly clear with some cloudy spots and occasional fog. Daytime highs should range between 16 and 20 degrees Celsius. My name is Jan Richter, and that's the end of the news.